This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And you know, Guti, at this time, we usually go to Legal Insight, whereby we get some insight on the legal activities and everything that has to do with umthetho. And we, as usual, we do have Umlambo attorneys to assist us in that regard. And today we do have Uteboho. He is from the Umlambo attorneys, but he's going to tell us ke kabanzi. Teboho, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning, Aretu. How are you? I hope you're well. It's always a pleasure to be here. And of course, good morning to your great listeners as well. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us, Teboho. Maybe let's start here. Today we speak about something very important. It's called emolument attachment orders. And however, there are something that is called Kanishi orders and emolument attachment orders. Please explain to us the difference between the two. What exactly is the emolument attachment orders?
100%. So I will just start with the two, because normally there's a common misconception between emolument attachment orders and Kanishi orders, and people always use it interchangeably. But they both serve the same purpose, which is to facilitate debt recovery, but they function in different ways, right? So a Kanishi order, right, allows a creditor to claim a portion of money owed to a debtor by a third party. So to put this as simple as possible, you owe money, and these funds are either in the bank, for instance, or they are in the form of some kind of rental income, for instance. And then this third party says, no, can we redirect those funds from the bank that you hold money with, so that we can service this debt that you owe. So it's just generally it's a redirection of funds that a third party holds. It can be a financial institution, it can be a bank, it can be rental income. So then we say, because Aretu owes us money, and we now ask these people to say, look, let's redirect those funds so they can pay us and they can service the debt. That's basically what a Kanishi order means. And emolument attachment order, the key difference here is that it is specifically for wages or employment. So if you are working somewhere and you earn a salary and you earn wages, then there can be an order that says, look, a specific amount of money should be deducted directly from the salary and go towards the servicing of a specific debt. So see, the difference there is emolument attachment orders is specifically for salaries or wages in the form of employment. A Kanishi order can be debt or property or income from anywhere else that is held by a third party, and then it's redirected towards the debt. That's the way. That's the key difference.
Very interesting, Teboho. But now, who can apply for an emolument attachment order against a person?
Yeah. So then today's topic will definitely be mostly about emolument attachment orders, because it's more common. You know, it'll relate to people on the ground more easily. So an emolument attachment order, formerly known as a court, instructs an employer to deduct a portion of employee salary and pay directly to a creditor. So it is used to collect outstanding debt. It can be also used to pay for child maintenance. So if you've got a child out there and you are not maintaining your child, the mother of the child can go to court and ask for an emolument attachment order, whereby a specific amount of money can be deducted from your salary and then paid directly to the mother.
Okay, and is there a court judgment required before an emolument attachment order, and can it be issued?
Yes, 100%, of course. An emolument attachment order can only be applied for by a creditor who's owed money. This may include banks and financial institutions, retailers or credit providers. So anyone who has obtained a court judgment confirming that the debtor owes a specific amount of money can then literally use that court order to get emolument from a person's wages or salary. So you have to have a court order. It's not something that you can just get willy-nilly. It has to come from the court specifically.
And now, Tebogo, what responsibility does the employer have once they have received this order?
Okay. Once an employee has received this order, they have to begin salary deductions as stated in the order. So they have to follow what the order says. They cannot just make their own deductions and own calculations. They have to follow what the court order says and then pay the deducted amount to the creditor that is specified in that court order. And they also have to continue those deductions until the debt is fully paid. They also have to keep accurate records of all deductions and not dismiss or prejudice the employees because of garnishees. So also very important, it cannot be that because now there's a garnishee or there's an emolument attachment order against you, and then your employee now wants to prejudice you. They have to comply with that emolument attachment order.
And does an employee now have to be notified before this order is put into place?
Yes, of course, they have to be notified. They have to be given proper time to make those necessary arrangements to make sure that the specific amount that has been allocated in that court order is then paid to the specific creditor.
Okay. Very interesting. Now the employee, because I'm more interested in the employee, can an employee challenge or dispute this order, Tebogo?
Of course, yes, they can. They can apply to court to rescind the judgment if it was granted without proper notice. They can apply to set aside or vary the garnishee order if, for instance, they cannot afford the deductions or the order was unlawfully issued. Or they can challenge the unreasonable or fraudulent collections charges. So, for instance, you cannot. The rule of thumb here is that you cannot deduct an amount of money that will leave the employee prejudiced, and without having to have any monies left over for them to survive, So that's the rule of thumb.
Are there limits in terms of percentage, in terms of percentage of how much a person's salary can be deducted?
No, there is no fixed percentage. Well, at least in as far as legislation is concerned, but through case law, the courts mostly say that look, the deductions must not cause hardship. The employee must not be left with. The employee rather must be left with sufficient income to live on. And often through case law that we've seen is that courts often consider a 20 to 25% salary as a practical upper limit. But of course, each case must be determined on its own merits. But like I said earlier, the rule of thumb is that you cannot be left prejudiced as an employee. You must be left with something to live on. So that's literally the rule of thumb that will always apply, or rather the golden thread that will always apply in as far as deductions are concerned, whether it is excessive deductions or limitations thereof.
Now, Tebogo, I'm thinking about the financial impact now. What happens if the deducted amount is not enough to cover the debt?
Okay, so in most instances we've seen in most cases that we've dealt with is that the garnishee order continues indefinitely until the full debt is dealt with, as well as interests and legal costs in terms of collections are paid off. And then if the amount is too low, the creditor may apply to increase the deduction. And like I said earlier, if the amount is too high, then the employee can also rescind and make an amendment so as to make sure that the employee does not suffer hardship. So it like I said before, it's a case by case. Each case must be determined on its own merits because obviously salaries vary and debts vary as well.
And can multiple emolument attachment orders be issued against the same employee?
Yes, they can, but the court must ensure that the total deductions are affordable, and the employers must give preference to the first order received, so it's on a first come, first serve basis. Additional orders may be suspended or reduced if, again, they create hardship. So like I said, the golden thread is that if there's hardship, You know, they can always be reduced. If there's multiple orders that are given, then you can always rescind. And but to answer your question squarely, it's a first come, first serve basis.
How now does an emolument attachment order remain in force, Temafo?
Yes, it remains in force until the debt is fully dealt with. So as long as the debt is fully dealt with and you are able to afford those deductions monthly, then it will continue. So you have to cover the debt, cover the legal costs. And as long as the court order is still in place and there is no hardship from the employee, then it will continue until the debt is finalized.
Mm. And what challenges are employers usually what challenges are the employers legally required to do when multiple orders arrive?
Yeah, so like I said, if multiple orders arrive, then it's a first come, first serve basis. If there's 10 emolument orders against you away to, then it will have to be the first come, first serve basis. But of course, if you've got 10 orders coming in and you cannot meet those obligations because of your salary and you're going through hardship, then you can rescind the judgment. And then, you know, you can only be dealt with in that manner whereby only those ones that do not leave you in hardship will only be dealt with. So in other words, you cannot have 10 garnishee orders and then you're left with nothing at the end of the month. It doesn't work like that. It has to leave the employee in a position whereby they are not suffering or prejudiced.
Deboho?
Yes,
yes.
I'm here.
I was just asking, Guti, can an employer then refuse to implement an emolument attachment order?
No. Once the court order has been granted, it must be complied with. All the specifications of how much and to which creditor must be paid to will all be in the order. So it cannot refuse to comply with the court order. Once it has been granted, it has to be fulfilled fully.
Mm. Any final advice now to South Africans facing heavy debts or salary deductions?
No, of course. We are always happy and keen to advise the public out there with any legal matters. In this instance, act early. Don't ignore court papers or credit letters. That's very important. Communicate with your creditors. Most creditors will always negotiate a lesser installment because they want to recover something from you, no matter how long it takes. You know, always check your rights. Not all emolument orders are lawful and fair. Get assistance. You know, legal aid is there. Pro bono attorneys or debt counseling can also assist. And also budget. Budget wisely. Prioritize essential living expenses. And challenge unfair court orders. Don't just accept things on face value. You know, courts are increasingly protective of employees, especially in this instance. Like I said, the golden thread is that it should not leave, these emolument attachment orders should not leave the employee prejudiced or in hardship.
No, thank you so much, Teboho. Really appreciate you for enlightening us with that information. Very interesting information indeed. And, you know, it's good to know about these things as young people. Mm. We are still now getting into the job market. So we need to be aware of all these things. Thank you so much once again, Teboho. Now, before I let you go, how then can we contact Umlambo Attorneys?
100%. You can go to our website, www.mlambolegal.co.za. You can also check us out on LinkedIn. We are also on TikTok as well. So, you can get a hold of us there. That's where you'll find us.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Teboho. That was Teboho Maisela speaking to us here at MUT Radio. Thank you so much to Othembela Matikizile as well for coordinating us the session today. Thank you so much indeed. I think let's go.
This is the MUT Radio podcast.